a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and here's another of the top reasons to listen to the Top 5 Things podcast. Reason number 22, it's the only place you can talk about the tarantiraffe, that mythical combination of a tarantula and a giraffe. While originally considered horrifying and menacing, the tarantiraffe in time revealed itself to be actually quite docile and friendly. Speaking of docile and friendly mascots, come to see the River Bandits. Meet Rascal, our docile and friendly mascot. He's not quite as friendly as the tarantiraffe, but he is around and available for all home games, and kids love him. And now, enjoy today's podcast. You'll love it.
Hello there.
Why do I feel like it's been a month since we've done a podcast? When was the last time we did one of these?
Late last week.
Seriously, a lot's happened between now and then, I guess. Everybody, welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. Thrilled that you're here with us in the Capriati Studios as we do the show for you. A gentle rain is falling, and that's good because we could use some more rain.
I tell you what, I mowed the lawn yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Well, it's every other day mowing the lawn anymore with all the rain.
It was Sunday.
Okay.
And I've never lost my footing the way I continued to lose my footing mowing the grass because the earth just wanted to give way.
Well, let me ask you this. All of this rain, and you keep hearing stories about farmers that like can't put a crop in the field.
No, sure.
They're just going to take a push and take a hit with their insurance money. Is there going to be any food for us in a couple of months? Don't worry about it. It's just corn, which is in everything.
Right.
Right? And corn is what we feed everything else that we eat.
Oh, I've got a few canned goods in the pantry.
I'm very nervous I'm going to get bit by one of these ticks that makes you allergic to meat. Have you heard about this? This is a thing that's on the eastern seaboard, and it's gotten into Illinois now. These are ticks that when they bite you, they infect you with this thing. I know this sounds like I'm making this up.
Right.
You then are allergic to meat. You cannot eat
meat. Like that drug they give you that if you drink alcohol, you get violently ill.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing with meat.
I think I would rather be bitten by a tick where I couldn't drink alcohol than eat meat.
Oh, boy, I don't know about that. I think I could become a vegetarian pretty quick if you're telling me one thing or another.
Well, there is no anti-alcohol tick, so I can go and have my flight of fancy.
But there's a bunch of ringworm or something. What's going on in Hawaii where people are getting sick too?
That is rat. I was just looking at this. That is rat lung?
Rat lung, huh?
Yeah. So welcome to Hawaii.
I think they open for the Who.
Hello, everybody. We're rat lung. Sitting on a palm tree, rat lung. Rat lung is something that is indeed a... And it's hitting, is it tourists that it's dealing with?
I think it's tourists, not natives.
Okay, it's called rat lung worm disease. 3 more cases of rat lung worm have been confirmed by the Hawaii Department of Health. It can damage your spinal cord or your brain.
I've been saving up for this for years.
Yeah.
I finally made it to paradise.
Yeah.
And paradise rejected me.
You know, I mean, aloha.
A paradise is not any place for me.
I learned 2 things. Aloha means hello and goodbye, and I have rat lungworm disease.
Uh-huh.
5 people diagnosed with rat lungworm disease in Hawaii so far this year. State health officials are warning residents and visitors to wash all fruits and vegetables, pay close attention to leafy greens.
I typically do.
And store produce in sealed containers. Once infected, a person cannot infect another human with the disease. Symptoms are typically mild to non-existent.
How much do I have to pay attention to leafy greens? Like, before I eat it? How much paying attention?
I don't know. Just all the attention. In a majority of cases, anti-parasitic medications are not needed and the parasite dies over time. But in some cases, it can cause meningitis. And now you're paralyzed with the rat lungworm disease.
Hey, weren't you walking before you went to Hawaii?
Yeah, funny thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny thing.
No.
Trip cost me every penny I had.
Well, I've been saving up my entire life, haven't I? So much for paradise.
You know why they call it paradise? you are closer to heaven on account of how
right.
every breath you take.
I'm closer to something.
Rocky shores of Hawaii, covered in rat lung disease. Well, who's going to Hawaii and just eating pineapples off the ground?
And then they found
if you're just eating
they
fruit
found
off
that
the ground,
woman who had been missing for 17 days now, in a Hawaiian forest.
Right. So that story makes me a little suspicious.
Yes,
she was missing for 2 weeks. They found her with a broken leg. Hmm. Right.
I am especially proud to be a first-generation American and a resident of Hawaii, our youngest state.
Yeah, right.
Our nation's pride lies deep within the hearts of its people. American has faith in the liberty and justice, and we all have faith and believe in ourselves. The United States' freedom and opportunity is one of the greatest. We are truly the land of the great. From the rocky shores of Hawaii to the beautiful sandy beaches of Hawaii, America is our home.
I think I would.
Yeah.
I would if I was going to be lost for 17 days, I would think that my best chance of survival would be in a Hawaiian forest.
They keep having to point out that she's a yoga instructor, which makes me suspicious. Like, is this going to become a new thing, a new yoga thing? Like, get stranded in the jungle yoga? Is she going to monetize this, right? She's going to write a book. We're going to have to hear about this dummy forever. There's like 11 guys that are dead now on Mount Everest.
Because of overcrowding?
The Sherpa said.
What does that mean? Does that mean when he get up there, there's no room and people are getting pushed?
I was reading what the Sherpa said, and he said, I walked up there and I saw their bodies stacked up in a line. And I thought, I told every one of you guys not to come up here. And then he went back down.
Now, how quick can he get up there? Where it would take, like, a professional climber, what, maybe like a week to get there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Can he get up there, like, in a couple hours?
Do Sherpas have, like, superpowers? Or how does that work?
I know the way.
Earth. And if you're dumb enough to die, stupid hobbies, too. But that's ridiculous.
How much vacation do you get?
Also, yeah, how much vacation do you get? The Sherpa's line, I have to look this up, because the Sherpa made it sound like...
I mean, is he able to...
just too many damn people.
Is he able to get up there like two or three times a day if he has to?
Oh, yeah.
No big whoop.
11 people died climbing Everest this year. Traffic might be to blame. It's traffic? That's right. Mount Everest traffic jams.
Is there mountain rage?
I cannot believe what I saw up there. Death, carnage, chaos, lineups.
Chaos?
People who I tried to turn back who ended up dying.
Long lines and chaos,
Yeah, it's bumper to bumper dead frozen guys on Mount Everest right
now. I wouldn't suspect that.
Monday, American Christopher John Kolish became the latest to die, 62 years old. The last time a season was this deadly was in 2015, but at least that's like people getting...
See, an avalanche I get.
Right. This is just people being patient, not zipper merging. What is this?
I don't know.
I cannot believe what I saw up there. Death, carnage, chaos, lineups, dead bodies on the route, and intense at Camp 4. People who I tried to turn back who ended up dying. People being dragged down, walking over bodies. I'm reading here from Vice. It says, while traffic might seem like a mundane concern, the top of Everest leaves precious little room for error or delays. When you're that high up, every moment counts. Climbers typically just bring enough supplies and oxygen to climb to the top and back. And inexperience and overcrowding can cause problems for everyone.
And then did you see the story? Because she gave free food to a kid.
That turned out to be a yumbo, though.
Well, I think it's more of a yumbo than we even know.
Because she was in on it with the kid?
Well, the story was that she was giving food to a kid who couldn't pay for it.
Right.
And
she got her.
And then she got let go.
She offered her job back.
She said,
"Offered her job back."
She said, "No,
I don't do it. I won't go back to work here."
But then they find out that she'd been giving the kid food for quite some time,
right.
And the mother says, "My kid's not needy."
Right.
So, what is the kid? What is the lunch lady getting in return for a sloppy Joe?
And the text messages were like, "I need you to cover for me on this." LOL. And the mother was like, who texts? Why is a lunch lady sending texts to my son?
So, I'm going to need some sort of
right.
pleasure for these tater tots.
Right. I'll make the macaroni and you'll toss the salad.
Right. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm saying that's what happened. I don't have any proof of it.
It sounded like
sure sounds like it.
It like, sounded you know, like no, that's no. what the mom was kind of putting together.
Yeah, I won't. I won't take my job back because you're going to end up letting me go again anyway. You're gonna, after you find out. No. I won't take the job back because this is all about ready to go down.
Right. Right.
So that's the reason I'm not taking the job back.
My kid has plenty of money in his account. She's for him to be
getting
and for him to be
getting free food unless.
Right. Well, yeah, it does certainly make you wonder.
Everything makes me wonder.
What the Sam Hill is going on there? You want to get into the top five things?
The only thing on face value anymore mm-hmm. isn't value anymore mm-hmm. is in fact Phil Collins' face value.
It's a fine record.
Well, he should have stopped there.
Is that his third record?
First.
Oh, what about No Jacket Required? That's a good time.
It's no face value.
Hmm. Record must be going. That's a good record.
It was the best one.
The first one, face value. The first one was the best one. He's still very much in charge of Genesis then, right?
I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm not arguing with you, but
I'm not trying to put you on trial.
It's no Aerosmith's Permanent Vacation, but it'll do. Let's get into the top five things.
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fears Infected. Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presents the return of Infected, the Quad City's only summertime haunt. One weekend only, Friday and Saturday. Turn me down for just a second.
Okay. He's doing a nice loud cough, so you folks don't have to hear it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I got that. What is it? Rat lung.
You got? Do you have rat lung worm?
That's what you get. You can get rat lung worm by just talking about it. Wouldn't that be awful?
There's shark attacks. Little buddy's chiming in here saying shark attacks in Hawaii as well. Is this the summer of the shark again? I don't think so.
I will have to. It will come to me if it is.
Yeah. We're in no rush to declare what the summer is just because it's Memorial Day. And by the way, we are both wearing white slacks, as is our custom once Memorial Day is passed.
And knee-high socks.
And we will take them off after Labor Day.
Factory of Fears Infected, one weekend only, Friday and Saturday, June 28th and 29th from 8 till midnight. Tickets are just $15, VIP 20, and available online at factoryoffear.com. Groups are going to be limited to 5 people or less. In my world, that makes an orgy. And tickets are very limited. Factory of 7 4th Avenue in Moline, Factory of Fear in Moline, Factory of Fear presents Infected. Infected puts you and your group in a new storyline in which you choose your path and you control the outcome. Zombies have completely taken over and you're locked in. Can you find the serum in time and make it out alive or become infected yourself? Total chaos, more scares, possibilities, and surprises than ever. They should call it Mount Everest.
That would be good.
Factory of Fears Infected, Friday and Saturday, June 28th and 29th, Infected, the very first zombie survival experience in the Quad Cities, Factory of Fear, where fear is made. Mm-hmm. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their Cran Slam Club, homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, ham, lettuce, mayo on your choice of sliced or white or wheat bread. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll receive a medium sub for the price of a small one. Turn me down again, would you?
Oh, jeez. He's brought the rat lungworm into my home, ladies and gentlemen. I can't have this.
Allow the squirrel inside.
Yeah, you people wanted the rodent in the house.
And we do have a new sponsor. It is Oscar's Pub. It's the Oscar's Pub text line. If you'd like to reach out to us, 470-23-NACHO. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscar's Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2.50 wells, and $5 glasses of wine. Monday through Friday, 2 till 6. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub. It's Oscar's Pub, 5027 Competition Drive. It is out there by the TBK Sports Complex. So check them out.
Number one. Hey, before we get to number one, I do have a correction to make to something that was said on a previous engagement here of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Could be the last episode where I was singing Pat Benatar. Although, Get in Line podcast where I go into Pat Benatar, and I'm a big fan of hers. And as you know, my wife's a big fan of their marriage. Respects the hell out of it.
Right.
And apparently, I for the last 30 years, I've been singing Hell is for Children incorrectly. I want to thank Michelle for chiming in here from, was it the two? No, what area code is this? It's Tacoma, Washington. A listener in Tacoma, Washington saying, Dave, for years I always thought the lyric was, be a good little boy and you'll get a new toy. We'll tell grandma you fell off your bike. Ah.
Right.
But it's swing. It's we'll tell grandma you fell off your swing.
Huh.
So I've had that wrong for 30 years.
How'd you get that wrong? They sound nothing alike.
It's been baffling me ever since Michelle texted this in as a correction, because bike and swing do not sound alike at all.
No.
It's not
I can see where it's bike and trike.
It's not like I recently found out, Angel is a Centerfold. I got the lyrics wrong for that, and I'd been singing that wrong for 30 years.
I
thought it was, instead of Take 'Em Off in Private, I thought it was Take 'Em Off with Pride.
Sure. Catch That Seabird.
Right, right.
Or Seabird.
Right, right. I think it just makes more sense to me that you would fall off a bike than a swing.
Yeah.
A swing, like, you fall off a bike because you lose control of the bike.
The swing is in place.
Right. You will tell grandma you fell off your swing. Also,
you almost have to be trying to fall off a swing.
Well, who are these fancy kids that have their own swings? Like, that's that you go to the playground for that, right?
You never had a swing set in your backyard?
We did. And I remember, but it was only the swing set in the backyard was one that we got from Sears, and it was really only fun when we were doing it so hard that it was violently shaking out of the ground
and bending.
Yeah, that was really the only time that thing was fun. And the swings were BS. The cool thing was the little contraption that was like you'd sit on each end and just kind of rock back and forth, because you could really extend the hell out of that thing. It was kind of a swing for two people.
It's almost a rite of passage for one of your buddies, if not yourself, to get stuck in like the little baby swing.
Yes.
Because you think it's still funny to get in there.
Right. And guys, I need help getting out of this, though.
I'm stuck.
Yeah, right. Number one on the top five things. I don't know why this isn't getting more coverage. A group of U.S. Navy pilots reported seeing unidentified flying objects while training over the East Coast in 2014 and 2015. This was published in the New York Times yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure why the Times is publishing this on Memorial Day when no one cares about the news, but a group of Navy pilots told the New York Times that they spotted these strange objects with no visible engine reaching 30,000 feet and then going hypersonic speeds. Sightings were reported to the Pentagon. They say that these objects were like a sphere encased inside a cube.
Right.
And no engine, doing hypersonic speeds at 30,000 feet.
What do you suspect?
I don't know what to suspect.
Well, I think I suspect Richard Haney.
Science detective. So, it's like, hey, a bunch of Navy pilots who are flying F-18s think they saw UFOs and multiple times in 2014 and 2015.
Well, if they don't know what it is...
Why isn't this a bigger story?
Well, if they don't know what it is...
Yeah.
It is, in fact, a UFO.
Right. I understand that UFO doesn't necessarily mean little green men.
No.
But the fact that they don't know what it is, I don't know that makes it better. Shouldn't someone in the Navy know what a craft is at 30,000 feet that's doing hypersonic speed without an engine?
Well, maybe it's another branch of the military.
That we don't know about?
That it's none of the Navy's business. Well, or the other branch of the military considers it none of the Navy's business.
Is this a Space Force thing? What is this? No, because this is before Space Force. Should be a bigger story.
I tell you what, I bet you, I know who knows. Jared.
Jared?
Jared would know.
Jared Kushner?
Jared would know.
I'm gonna go ahead and say probably
I've got,
not.
I've got my fingers in several pies.
This was before he was in charge of half the stuff.
As far as you know.
Numbers.
Boy, talk about being a useless.
What? Yeah. No, I agree. Agree. Get Don on the phone for this.
Is Don on the phone? Okay.
Uh-huh. The Dave and Darren...
I actually have a audio from the cockpit. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yes,
but
go right ahead.
I have audio of the cockpit of one of these F-18 guys.
Yes, when they make the, after they make the sighting?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why this isn't a bigger deal. This is from an F-18 2015 off the East Coast as they encounter a sphere encased in a cube doing hypersonic speeds at 30,000 feet. This is from the cockpit.
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
You guys all saw that coming like a minute before I played it, right?
I thought it was going to be George the Bear. So you had me on the edge. The Dave and Derek.
What the hell you call that? Hey, what a stupid call that was! Come on, let's go, you guys. Jeez, what the hell you call that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care. I don't know what that was, but let's just keep doing what we're doing. Let's get out of here.
Fuck Orion Outlaw. Holy man. What the? What do you call that?
I don't know what it is.
It's a sphere inside a cube.
The Dave and Darren.
The F-18 flying bear.
Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by Jacobs Mulch and Services, serving the Illinois and Iowa Quad Cities since 1995. Call 309-762-1520 for free estimates. And visit them online at jacobsmulch.com for free text message estimates. Big or small, they do them all. Call today to arrange mulch delivery and spreading. Call 309-762-1520. It's the finishing touch every garden needs. Save time and hassle. Have your mulch delivered to your home, business, or job site. Let Jacobs Mulch and Services do the spreading. Make a Jacobs Mulch and Services specializing in landscaping from urban designs to gardens and landscape cleanups. They are located at 215 50th Street in Moline. Call 309-762-1520 for your free estimate today. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Happy hour at Oscars Pub is Monday through Fridays from 2 till 6. Check them out. Check out Bettendorf's newest pub, Oscars Pub, 5027 Competition Drive next to TDK Sports Complex. Don't miss this. This is going to be a good time. This is something you're going to want to be at.
The Beastie Boys thing?
Yes.
I already got my tickets.
Don't miss Oscars' grand opening party, yeah. Saturday, June 22nd, featuring My Posse in Effect, a tribute to the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. No, I already got tickets for that.
Podcast originating.
I got people coming in from out of town for that.
Podcast originating from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studio. Capriotti's, when you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Two. These tribute bands are just...
Well, they're very elaborate.
There's a Depeche Mode one coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Depeche Mode, and I looked at the video from these guys.
Yeah.
You could fool me that it wasn't Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
And then the Posse in full effect... The only reason I know it's not the Beastie Boys is because there's 3 of them, and there's only 2 Beastie Boys in real life. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Very elaborate.
It's going to be quite a scene.
Mm-hmm. Hey, up in Canada, a guy got fired. He's a sex addict.
Huh.
And he got fired. An arbitrator up there says the company was right to fire him. He's a sex addict who kept pleasuring himself on the job.
Mm-hmm.
He was taking breaks so he could go rub one out on the job.
I wonder if it's as often as smokers.
This is a unionized employee in Canada, which is impossible to fire. But he got...
Somehow he found a way.
He got fired, and then he... This is what I so much about this I don't understand. Got fired and then appealed the firing. Company justified in firing a unionized employee.
He needed to take a break during the appeal, though.
Masturbating in a bathroom stall at work. A labor arbitrator in Nova Scotia has ruled. The arbitrator concluded that the employer, an aerospace firm operating hangars at the Halifax airport, had cause to terminate this guy because the colleagues that he was working with could hear what he was doing, and it caused embarrassment and distress in the workplace. He had been warned about this behavior 2 years earlier. The employee and his union tried various unsuccessful arguments in a grievance, saying, well, he's disabled. He has sex addiction, so he's disabled. They also argued that he hadn't been properly warned because managers were too embarrassed to tell him what the complaints were, right? They just spoke in euphemisms about unusual noises.
What are you accusing me of?
This guy was moaning and groaning every time he was rubbing one out, and it was kind of weird for the other people in the office, as you might expect.
Well, sometimes you have bathrooms that really aren't away from everything. I mean, sometimes you'll have them right there in the hall across from the copying machine.
Right. Right. He testified that he masturbated.
Who thought this was a good place to have a bathroom?
One in four stalls in a hangar bathroom. But he said he would only do this when there was nobody in a stall next to him. So, you know, a little courtesy.
Well, yeah, a little consideration.
And he says he maintained he never made noises and kept his phone on silent if he was watching videos.
Well, thank you.
But the other people at work were saying,
listen,
no.
I went out of my way for you people.
I want my job back. I'm suing here. You can't fire me just because I'm going in the bathroom. There's nothing illegal about masturbating. And the fact that I'm taking breaks, it's no different than a smoke break, was like his argument. This is what I need. I have an addiction. I have to do this.
Not unlike you're addicted to nicotine.
Right.
I'm addicted to dicotine.
Yeah, he was going and moaning and groaning in such a way that it made the people he worked
with. Oh, doctor. Maybe we had that all wrong.
Three.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. So it's Memorial Day weekend has just passed. We're here doing the show. As of today, this is what, the 28th day of May?
Yeah, I had yesterday as the 28th for some reason. Yesterday I had the. All day long, I thought it was the 28th.
Today,
not the fact.
Today is May 28th. We are exactly 100 days away from the 100th NFL season beginning.
Is that right?
And it will begin with the Bears taking on the Green Bay Packers. We're 100 days away from NFL football that matters. Isn't that crazy to think about?
Huh.
Just 100 days away. It was Memorial Day weekend.
I better get my cover five up and
You know what? I'm glad you reminded me. I probably should start to reach out to those guys to make sure we can do another season. It'll be in about a week or so from now. I get emails and texts saying, hey, are we doing it again? So I should have an answer for that. My guess is we will do it again. So there's this place out in the Hamptons. Not Hampton, Illinois, but the Hamptons out on Long Island.
Yes, a different setup.
Yes.
If someone says they're taking you to the Hamptons and they take you to Hampton, Illinois,
right.
You've been had.
Well, it's lovely, but different, yes. So this place opens up. It's a really posh restaurant out there, okay? They open up this really posh restaurant, and it's Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ready to go. They've spent a lot of money getting this place up and running. And they cut the check for the liquor license, right?
Mm-hmm.
The liquor license, the government there takes their check, cashes their check for the liquor license, but then never shows up with the liquor license. So they had to go all Memorial Day weekend at this giant bar and restaurant without any booze.
Mm.
Couldn't get their license in time.
Did they cash the check at the bar?
That's something else. They say that they've lost $125,000.
Wow.
They were going to be open on Thursday.
Those are some high-priced drinks.
Thursday. Well, it's the Hamptons.
No, I get it.
It's Long Island. These are very to-do people. This is Tony clientele, my friend.
3-day weekend.
They were going to open on Thursday, and since
4-day weekend,
they couldn't be open in time because they didn't have a liquor license. They lost $125,000 this weekend, and
or so they project.
Well, there is that, but they lost half of their staff too.
Yeah,
because I'm not going to work here if there's no drinks. That's where you make your money.
Well, and
I'm not getting tipped on water.
Hampton tips.
Yeah. Probably pretty good, right?
Probably again, very good.
These are all fancy, well-to-do people who think nothing about a couple $100 for a bottle of whatever it is that fancy people drink. By the way, that reminds me. Someone did reach out on the Oscars Pub text line with video evidence here. They got a case of Keystone Light, $6, at the Airco in Galesburg. They wanted you to know of this.
$5.99?
$6, it
well,
says.
Well, yeah, I've seen that. That's a good price.
And this is 15 stones, not a case.
No, that's a good. It's a decent price point.
I would. No.
I've been drinking those.
Not for me.
I've been drinking those little mini beers.
How's that going for you?
Well,
do you pretend you're a giant? Did you pretend you're Andre the Giant when you hold it in your hand?
Maybe I do.
I think I know that you
but
do.
But, you know, I've crunched the numbers.
You once confessed to me well into your 40s that the reason you like to eat broccoli is you pretend you're a giant and you're eating trees.
It's true.
You were in your 40s when you told me that. And the thing is, what I like to do is I like to pretend I'm a giant and I'm eating trees.
But it's kind of, it's strange. It's only when I'm eating raw broccoli that I think that way. I guess because there's more of a crunch.
Yeah, no. What kind of idiot cooks a tree before he eats it? You can just rip right out of the ground and eat it. What are you, some sort of fancy
giant?
Does
that ever happen? Do giants ever cook trees?
No. Do you know how much effort that would take? How do you even start a fire if you're a giant?
I'm gonna
boil water.
I'm going to steam some redwoods. And then have these, and they're delicious.
Most of their food the giants eat is microwaved. Not a lot of people know that, but now it can be told.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
Number four on our top five things.
Number four.
So I continue to be fascinated by this James Holzhauer, this guy that keeps
He's
winning
still going.
At Jeopardy, not slowing down. He came close to blowing it a couple of days ago. Just grabbed a
hundred. Has he missed any questions?
He misses questions from time
because
to time.
Because doesn't he bet everything? So sometimes he has to start from zero.
That happened, I think, that I'm aware of, it's only happened once, and it was in Jeopardy, not Double Jeopardy. He won $130,000 yesterday, which is just shy of his one-day record of $131,000. And again, I will point this out.
What do people typically win in a day?
Usually like 13 grand or something.
Oh, okay.
This guy's off the charts. Total earnings now, $2.1 million. He'll be at $2.2 million if he wins today.
Now, do you think the fix is in on this? Are we going to find out that he's getting help?
I don't think so.
No?
No. That would be devastating. That would be
no,
the
well,
end
not
of,
to me.
Oh, no.
It would not be devastating to me.
He averages $77,000 an episode, so he could catch up to Ken Jennings here in five games for total wins. Ken Jennings did $2.5 million, but Ken Jennings took 74 games to do it. This guy just won his 28th game.
So is he indicating that once he's broken that record, he'll quit?
No. Why? He's going to keep going. He might... I shouldn't say this, but he might be there longer than Alex Trebek is.
Who do you think will be replacing him?
Oh, I don't know. I'll throw my hat in the ring. Is it so crazy?
I don't think it is.
About the same age Alex Trebek was when he took over the gig.
Oh, he had to be a lot younger than you.
I wonder about that. Holzhauer is now the second contestant ever.
How long will you
to pass the $2 million mark?
Are you done wondering about it?
After Jennings, and this guy keeps doing this maximizing money strategy. It makes me wonder if this is the way the game is just going to get played from now on,
or should have been played.
Now that this guy has broken Jeopardy,
yes,
is everyone just going to try and do what this guy's doing now? Not everyone can have the same results.
No, but Jeopardy will never be played any other way again.
See, I would only play Jeopardy. I would only feel comfortable playing Jeopardy the way it's supposed to be played, where you start from 200 and you go down. This idea of starting with the big dollar
numbers,
ones, like that's, I don't know if I could do it. And you know who doesn't care for it is Alex Trebek, because Alex Trebek's point is our writers work really hard to establish like a flow. And you're taking all their work and you're pissing all over it. That's what he said.
So has he shot some daggers at this guy?
Well, he doesn't. He's cool about it because he realizes this is good for the show to have this guy continue to dominate like this. But at the other side of it is, you know, hey buddy, I've been busting my hump on this Jeopardy for 30 plus years.
Well, not really.
Well,
I mean, the other he's not coming up with the questions. Others are busting their hump.
Right. Well, he's looking after those guys who are making, you know, a fraction of what he makes.
Well,
finally, number five.
Five.
Maybe that's what he should address.
That he's not working as hard as other people on the show?
And getting paid so much more.
I have two quick stories here for number five about sound issues at shows. Something to think about as you go to your summer concerts. A buddy of mine was asking me the other day, what was the last concert I went to?
Yes.
I couldn't think of the answer.
Well, I know that you went and saw Chris Cornell.
I've been to one since then.
You were devastated.
I think it was Michael McDonald, which is such a lame old man answer to have. Oh, my wife and I went to that Michael McDonald and thought he was great. Did a little bit too much new material, if you ask me.
You like that Michael McDonald?
Anyone want a Werther's candy? I'm old now.
Is that why you're growing your beard the way you grow that?
A white man has the power. Fans of the Spice
Girls. You've taken a real liking to that Michael McDonald, haven't you?
Fans of the Spice Girls are demanding refunds after their long-awaited reunion tour had sound problems for the second.
In that they can't sing?
The second consecutive night. Attendees complaining that they couldn't hear the Spice Girls.
You don't want to hear it.
During their performance in Cardiff, Wales, Monday night. The sound ruined the experience.
I bet it did.
Mm-hmm. Those in charge of sound need to improve. You couldn't hear a word when they were talking. It sounded bloody awful. Here's another one. Amazing show from Spice Girls, but the sound was terrible. Can barely hear the vocals.
Then how do you know it was amazing?
It was
just
amazing.
Just shaking their ass. That was amazing.
This is the first time that they've performed in 9 years.
But not all of them.
No, Posh Spice is like,
What does she have to do?
Sit on a pile of money and not eat food. In that order. I'm going to sit on this pile of money.
I'm
going to
spend this money, but not on food.
No. No. She's one that goes to Hawaii hoping to get rat lung disease. Just to try and, you know, off of her skeleton-like visage. And then Neil Young was doing this gig at it's some sort of festival in Napa?
Uh-huh.
I don't know why anyone takes this gig, because they've got a really strict curfew, and they'll just turn the power off.
The wine mixer?
Is that what they call it?
The Napa Valley wine mixer?
Is that really what they call it?
I don't know.
It sounds something stupid like that. And you can see they're supposed to be done at 10:30. They're doing Rockin' in the Free World.
Yes.
It's clearly wrapping up.
Yes.
And I'm guessing that's the last song that he ends
Could
with,
be.
Right?
Could very well be.
And this guy comes on stage and whispers in his ear. And 8 seconds later, they pull the plug. And you just end
this is Napa, bitches.
Yeah, we don't care for this.
No, uh-uh.
We're not going to have you rock and rollers.
No, we got it. We can't.
10:30 means 10:30.
No. Our grapes can only take so much audio concussion.
Is that what that's about?
Yeah. Welcome to Napa, bitches. This show is over.
No, we're not putting up with this.
What do you think,
Neil
you're
Young.
Tater?
I can give you a little bit of Neil Young as they pull the plug on him. The thing about Neil Young,
he was okay with it.
No, he wasn't okay with it, but he was so rock and roll. He and the band just kept playing anyway.
Uh huh.
Because here's the thing: they've got monitors on the stage, so we can hear the music. We can hear rock and
fight the power.
Right? I'm Neil Young. What do you think? You think I care about any of this? Here they are being told, show's
it's
over.
It's time to put the grapes to bed.
Right. Worms are dropped the big one here. Now, I will say this. The crowd it starts to get pissed, and then the crowd gets into it, and it actually turns out to be like kind of a cool moment here, because the crowd just starts
singing along.
And the guy comes out and goes, "Hey man, we told you need to be done. This is over with. You got 10 seconds, buddy." We're just gonna sing. We don't need your monitors.
Keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
Now, at this point, you need to turn the lights off on this Neil Young, because if he's gonna disrespect you like this,
you won't be back.
Napa. This is the Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival. Bottle Rock. Hey, man, we got a 10 p.m. curfew, and we need you to respect it. I guess they did this to Foo Fighters 2 years ago.
It's a tradition.
And they did it to The Cure as well.
Sure.
Yeah. Everybody go to bed. It's 10 o'clock. It's Napa.
No more whining.
That's it for this installment of the Top 5 Things.
The Top 5 Things. If you'd like to reach out to us, use the Oscars Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. It's available for you 24/7. Bottoms up, everyone. It's happy hour at Oscars Pub. $2.50 domestic bottles, $2.50 wells, and $5 glasses of wine, Monday through Friday, 2 till 6. Come check out Bettendorf's new pub. It's Oscars Pub. They're at 5027 Competition Drive next to the TBK Sports Complex. And don't miss Oscar's grand opening party that's going to be happening Saturday, June 22nd, featuring My Posse in Effect, a tribute to the Beastie Boys, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. If you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331. And you can also reach out to them and email Capriati's Food Truck. Email Capriati's Food Truck at capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. If you're there for just lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio. You'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. I believe we are back on Thursday.
Till we get a chance to do it for you then. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hasta la vista, suckers.